USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis announced new measures to protect election integrity and defend constitutional freedoms in his state at an event in West Palm Beach Wednesday. The governor said he has established a new law enforcement agency to investigate all reports and evidence of election fraud. DeSantis said the new agency will look into illegal ballot harvesting, ballot dumping, and other types of election crimes. Democrat strategist for President Clinton, James Carville, on PBS Wednesday, thinks that progressives and wokeness were to blame for recent Democrat election losses in America Tuesday.
Defund the police, lunacy to take Abraham Lincoln's name off of schools. People see that. And it's just really have a suppressive effect all across the country. The Democrats, some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something.
USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Republicans seem to have gotten their groove back, speaking up now more than ever on what they view as problems in America.
A warning issued by the top House Republican that Democrats should expect to lose dozens of seats next year. California's Kevin McCarthy noting that Democrats did lose more than five dozen seats in the 2010 election, the last time Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House during midterms. McCarthy claimed more than 70 seats held by Democrats now will be competitive in next year's midterm elections, just about a year from right now. His prediction coming after Republican Glenn Youngkin won the Virginia governor's race against a Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, who used to hold that office. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As United States sanctions and the coronavirus pandemic wreak havoc on the economy in Iran, suicides in that country increased by over 4%, according to an Iranian government study. About 1 million Iranians have lost their jobs. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wednesday, Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, was on Newsmax talking about Tuesday's elections.
Turns out when the message is government's smarter than parents and we're going to defund the police, most Americans don't like it. I mean, and then you couple that with the fact that what was the survey this week, I think, was like 71% of the country thinks we're on the wrong track. I think the real question should be, who are these 29%? Who thinks that, you know, who likes the inflation going up? Who likes the border in crisis? Who likes the supply chain problems? Who likes the price of gas at $3.50? When you put all that together, it's no wonder that Glenn Youngkin was elected last night, and we're doing so well in New Jersey and the delegate seats in Virginia.
President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, also weighs in.
Well, I think it plays out. Not only do we start to see it here in Virginia, and that's why they were so concerned, but this is a mandate against Joe Biden. You know, when you really think about it, it was Donald Trump's policies that Youngkin ran on that were voted in last night. It was Donald Trump's base that showed up, almost 99% of his base that showed up that was voted in last night. And it was Terry McAuliffe who ran against Donald Trump, making that the central thing, who was voted out last night. And so we're going to see that. Listen, I'm headed to Nevada because what you're starting to see now is this red wave is picking up. So I'll be in Nevada next week to take this and move this forward.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.